It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have local artist Terry Willis and Dr. Josh Lively from the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. Terry is going to have a gallery show there at USU Eastern in the Prehistoric Museum and the gallery upstairs, and it's going to be all about the geology, and there's paintings of here in local area. We've got paintings down in the Bryce Zion area, the Book Cliffs, and then what the museum has gone through and done is kind of gone through and told a story about every area that you're in. So you get kind of a background of what's going on in these paintings and in that area. So the show starts on Friday, and we're going to talk all about this because it sounds like a lot of fun. And you know what? Terry does some great work, and we're going to start with Terry first. Terry, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
You do really beautiful, beautiful work.
Well, thank you.
Every time I see you post something on Facebook or your mural that you did there on the side of the building on First North, beautiful work. And you always are doing things that you know, that you've seen, that you've been to, and it's just amazing. And so let's talk about this show that you've got that's coming up starting Friday, November 19th.
Correct. So this focuses on art that I've done, paintings that I've done over several years. And when I paint, I like to go out into the area. I love Utah. I just love living here. I fell in love with this area as soon as I moved here about 40 years ago. And since then, I've been going out and exploring, and then I bring back my experiences, and I put them on canvas.
And once again, like I said, everything you've done is extraordinary. And you, you paint what you know. You paint things that you've been to, that you've seen. And so what are kind of some of the areas that people are going to see in this show?
There's quite a bit from the Book Cliff area up on Wood Hill, over toward Emory County or Green River area, that type of thing, the Book Cliffs. I love watching the light play on those cliffs because they change the look of them no matter, you know, from minute to minute sometimes. And something that just is mundane, all of a sudden you look up and it's just like, oh, wow. And that's what I like to capture. I've done some exploring down in Zion, Bryce. I love Bryce in the wintertime, so most of my scenes in Bryce have snow on them because I think they really highlight that contrast between the red rock and the white snow. I've got a little bit from the Grand Canyon, so kind of all over this southeast area of our area. We do also have some alpine scenes from up in Moab area and in Salt Lake around the backside of Timpanogos and different things. So, you know, it just basically covers quite a bit of the state.
It covers the state, and it even goes down into Arizona then as well.
Yeah.
So the question for this, how long have you been painting? Did you start when you moved here? Were you doing it before you came here?
I was doing it a little bit before. I'm kind of a self-taught artist. I went into the Navy right out of high school, and got my first look at the ocean in Key West and started painting down there. Just bought some paints and started doing that because you can't sketch the ocean and the sunsets very well. So I bought some paints and started painting, and then just continued on. And I started working with acrylics originally, and then quite a few years ago, the art school in Helper invited me to come take a class in oil painting. And I made the shift, and at first I hated oils, but all of a sudden I found I could do more detail and really get the vibrance I love from there.
And so coming to Utah after being in the Navy and seeing all that, it must have been like a painter's paradise almost.
It was quite a bit of a shift, but I found that I really am a desert rat. I love the desert. And I'm home.
It's funny how people that are that way kind of gravitate to this area for
yep.
some. They love this area for that reason. And that's what I always tell people. I says, you know what? You can have the Wasatch Front. I can be there in an hour if I want to be, desperately enough. But I can be in the mountains, I can be in the desert, or I can be fishing within an hour from where I'm at right now. That's why this is such a great area. And I'm sure it's the same way when it comes to painting.
Yes.
So many different landscapes.
So many different landscapes. And I mean, it just changes from minute to minute. And you just have to appreciate that. And I think sometimes we get immune to the beauty around us. But if you just look at things in a different light, and I say that kind of as a pun,
mm-hmm.
It really changes everything.
It really does, because honestly, it's totally different in 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Most definitely. Now we're going to bring in Dr. Lively, and we're going to kind of talk about what the museum has gone and done around your paintings. And it sounds fascinating what they've done, because they've really kind of built a story for it, haven't you guys?
Yeah, and so just to kind of go off of what Terry was talking about a little bit, kind of how she's chasing light, because just a few minutes can make such a big difference in what you're seeing on these same vistas. We kind of played off that and said, all right, this show is going to be called Chasing Time. Because when we look at these landscapes that Terry has so beautifully depicted, a geologist like myself, I came out here because this is the best place to be a geologist and a paleontologist too. These rocks all tell a story. And so our job, kind of to highlight Terry's work, was to kind of give a context behind these rocks. What story are they telling? And we actually have rock samples from the same outcrops that Terry depicts, as well as fossils paired with it, showing the kinds of critters that we find in all of these different landscapes.
And you guys were saying that this actually would be a fun exhibit for kids as well.
Absolutely, for sure, because you know, you drive around and you see all these beautiful landscapes. You see the Book Cliffs, the longest cliff face in the world. You see the Swinging Bridge area of the San Rafael Swell, and yeah, those are beautiful rocks, but they do tell a story. So if we can, you know, pair Terry's paintings with rocks that you're seeing when you're driving down Buckhorn Draw, and also showing some of the fossils that the museum has excavated over the past 60 years, then, you know, that can, especially if you're a visual learner like me, that can really bring things together and say, oh yeah, I remember seeing that outcrop and those rocks at the prehistoric museum. I know what that means now. And that's our whole mission, helping people to better understand the story of Eastern Utah from the beginning of time till the artist comes and paints it.
And you know, that's the thing too, we always talk about, is it's almost like people in this area sometimes, not all, I'm not going to pick on everybody, but some people, they take for granted what we have here. They really do.
Absolutely.
They don't realize what's out there.
Mm-hmm. For sure. You know, people ask, oh, why did an Alabamian come to Price, Utah? Well, it's because you have the best place on the planet to study this stuff. And hopefully we can, you know, grasp people's interests and help them appreciate, you know, what we have in this area.
Very, very good. All right, Terry, now let's get all the good info from you. It starts on Friday, November 19th, and it runs until, was it February?
February 28th.
And
that's correct.
And you just go down there. It's upstairs in the gallery, I would assume.
Right.
And that great place to go see these pictures. They've got all of these other visual aids that are right there, plus great stories to go with them. Go check it out, really.
And all the art is available for sale, but the good part of that is that the museum gets a part of the proceeds for that, so this goes directly into bringing in new exhibits and improving our local museum. So, you know, if you've always wanted a painting and now you got a little bit of a push, you know, here's a good way to support the museum.
And that's what that was going to be my next question, is if these pieces of art are for sale.
Absolutely.
There you go. So head on down and check it out. Once again, it starts on November 19th. It goes all the way until February. It's called Chasing Time. And they're all beautiful paintings by Terry Willis right here from Price. Beautiful, beautiful work. And then the museum has gone through, added different, you know, displays and things that kind of coincide and tie in with everything that she's done in these beautiful paintings. Go check it out. I'm going to be down there, but that's because my wife will make me go. And that's fine. I would go anyway. Dr. Lively and Terry, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate you.
All right,
You're welcome.
You so much for having us.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.